This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry announced a grim milestone on Thursday in Israel's war against the Hamas terrorist group. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
International mediators have held a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war and securing the release of scores of hostages, with a potential deal seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt met on Thursday with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. Hamas, which didn't participate directly in the talks, accuses Israel of adding new demands to a previous proposal that had U.S. and international support and to which Hamas had agreed in principle. A White House national security spokesperson said the talks were expected to run into Friday. Sweden confirmed its first case of the viral infection Mpox on Thursday, which was also the first case outside Africa, a day after the World Health Organization declared the disease a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years. The person was infected while staying in a part of Africa where there was a large outbreak of the disease, according to the Swedish Public Health Agency.